This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to today's Daily Devotional Special. And we continue our current series on this Daily Devotional Special, Part 19 of Resolving Conflict. And today we arrive at Galatians, the 6th chapter, and from verse 1. It says this: Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, You who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you're only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Powerful words indeed from Galatians today. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. You know what? When you look at what goes on in church, and I'm not judging here, please don't hear this, I'm only observing. This is what I observed over many years of being in church life. Oftentimes, this does not happen. Oftentimes, it's completely the opposite. Oftentimes, there is judgment. Oh, look at that person, pointing the finger. That person's done such and such. I was talking to my business manager the other day, Ray Craddock, Dr. Ray Craddock, might I say. And I was talking to him about a bunch of things, and he was saying that someone had asked him to start a church. Or somebody had asked his wife whether Ray would start a church. And his wife replied this way, and I thought it was really interesting. She said, "You would not like the church that Ray would put together." And this other person said, "Why?" And Ray's wife said, "Because it would be full of drunkards and prostitutes and dispossessed people and people living on the streets. Ray would attract those people and his church will be filled with them, because Ray is not judgmental. He doesn't have a judgmental bone in his body. And he would be there to counsel and to love and to care." And it seems to me in the greater church across the world, this doesn't seem to be happening. And consequently, there is no heart unity within the church. And that is what causes conflict. If one person feels he's being judged or she is being judged, then that person will rise up and take issue with that. And it causes conflict in the church. But what Paul is suggesting here is very clear. If another believer is overcome by some sin, look at that word overcome, meaning that they can't help it. They are completely overcome by this sin, whatever it be, an addiction to alcohol, an addiction to pornography, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is of no consequence, because that believer is overcome by this sin. And oftentimes the church will point a finger. I even heard of a situation many years ago now where a friend of mine was asked when he was entering a church whether or not he could speak in tongues. And my friend answered, no, I can't. He's gone to be with the Lord now. But he said, no, I can't. And he was turned away. Did you hear that? He was turned away from the church. What, beloved, is going on? He was turned away! What is happening? What is happening to our church? What is happening to that church that was established so long ago by the first century Christians? What has happened to the churches that were established by Paul right across the Middle East and Asia? What has happened to the church that was established in the United Kingdom? Where is the heart unity? Where is the love? Where is the support? No wonder there is conflict. And not only is there conflict within the church, but there's conflict within different denominations. But there is one message that cuts all the way through all of these denominational divides, all of the dogma, all of the religiosity. There is one message that cuts across all of that, and it is this: love one another as I have loved you. Now, if the church were to get hold of that message from Jesus, the most important commandment that he stated, love one another as I have loved you, if we all got hold of that in the church, there would be no more conflict. It would be over. That would be the perfect resolution to conflict within the Christian church, within the body of Christ. And remember this, Jesus is coming back, and he is coming back soon, and he is coming back for what? For his unblemished, spotless bride, and his bride is the church. And I'm going to go on further and say something else about this that may well shock and stun you, but it is scriptural. Jesus is coming back for his spotless bride. He is coming back for his church. He is coming back for his ecclesia. And what does ecclesia mean? Ecclesia means the church, but ecclesia means the people. The church is not the building. The church is not the buildings right across the globe, but the church is the people. Watch. He's coming back for the church. He's coming back for his people. He's coming back for those who have taken this mission, who have taken this message of God's love. They are loving one another. These people are loving one another as Christ loves the church. Listen. These people are loving one another the way they are supposed to love one another. And when I said as Christ loves the church, I made a mistake there, because you're supposed to love your wife as Christ loves the church. But what I'm talking about is us loving one another. I'm talking about us not being judgmental. I'm talking about us not pointing the finger. I'm talking about us not being in any way, not being in any way against what is going on, but for what is going on, and for understanding the love of God, and for loving one another as God has instructed us to do. And beloved, what is important is, as I said, when Jesus comes back, he's coming back for his unblemished bride, and I believe he's coming back for you, because you are part of this. He is coming back for you. He is coming back for you because you're taking this message and you're running with it, and you're understanding that we are instructed to love one another, and we are instructed to do away with anything that is causing conflict within the body of Christ. And therefore, we have to take this message to heart. If another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. Back onto the right path. Doing this with love. Doing this with kindness and tender-heartedness, and being close to Almighty God so you can hear His wisdom coming through you. And Paul then says, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. You see, we are to share each other's burdens. This is what we are supposed to do, because now we know that Christ our Lord is coming back for an unblemished bride, and that is not that far away. We are in spitting distance of Jesus coming back, and therefore we must be aware, and we must keep loving and loving and loving one another as God has instructed us to do. Take this message to heart, beloved, because today's message is so important and it is so powerful. Father, I give you the glory and the honor and the praise, as I always do, Lord, and I say, plant this message into the hearts of your beloved people. Those that need to hear it, Father, let their ears be open and let them hear. For you are wonderful. Fill us now, Lord, full of your Holy Spirit. Fill us full of your love. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We give our hearts and our lives to you yet again, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.